You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A couple of days ago, we were talking about this story. Jeremy had it in his trending report about how Cardi B would boil onions.
Yep.
And then she would take the water from that and she would use it to wash her hair. She said it made it more vibrant. What is her words here?
Shiny.
She goes, it's odorless, and I noticed that it's been giving a shine to my hair.
Yeah.
And they think it's the high sulfur content in the onions that's doing that.
It's good
anyway,
for your follicles, Dom.
Just by talking about that for a few moments, we realize every one of our listeners has, well, no, I take that back.
Most of you.
A big number, a big portion of our listeners have some sort of beauty hack or something that they do that might be considered unusual, and yet they swear by it.
And already, I mean, we just teased this a few minutes ago, and Tiffany texted us on our text line, and she
from
says,
down in the great state of Texas.
That's
even.
Right. And she said, I use Vicks VapoRub on my lips as chapstick. I swear by this. My lips are moisturized for longer, and breathing gets an extra kick. and then I wrote back. I was like, don't you get that in your mouth? She said, not really. Maybe I'm just used to it. My husband has never complained. I feel like the Vicks would get in your mouth at some point, and you'd be like, you know, tasting Vicks all day.
Yeah, I'm not. Hey, look, we asked, and they're answering.
I'm not on board with that.
Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX, and you can text us at that number as well, 303-691-1649 for your beauty hack.
Yeah, and, you know, on the heels of the hair one, we dove into, if you didn't hear this the other day, the mayonnaise trick for your hair, where you're supposed to, like, rub mayonnaise in your hair, I guess, to make it softer and more luxurious. And I do know it also gets gum out and sap, because we've had to use that on my daughter when she got sap in her hair. You put mayo in, I guess. And along the same lines with hair stuff, Angela just wrote in. She says, I put conditioner on my hair. And then I tie Target or Safeway plastic bags around my hair and then get in the shower. The heat from the shower and the plastic bags will help make my hair super soft. And that's from Hot Angela, so she knows. That's kind of weird.
What's the thing that you're supposed to put something on your hands before you go to bed, and then you're supposed to put gloves over them? What was that again?
I don't remember. We've done that with my son, though, because he's got really bad dry hands, and we put socks on his hands. We'll put some of that, like, A&D ointment on or some really kick-butt moisturizer and then have him wear socks to bed because his hands get so dry, which I know, you know, a lot of people probably do that. It's little sock hands going to bed.
I just remember people because I lived in Colorado for over 30 years, and I used to, the tips of my fingers would get all cracked because it's just so damn dry.
Is it that working hands stuff? Have you seen that working hands?
It's like a green. Is that like the bag balm stuff?
I don't know.
But that's not a home beauty hack.
No,
though.
That's just real life moisturizer.
That's just products you can buy off the shelves. But we're talking about things that you can do. What are your odd beauty hacks, whether it is... You know, for your hair, for your makeup,
whether
for
it's
your
mayonnaise
skin,
based
lips.
Or, and it's like that aunt that Nicole has that, you know, she rubs her entire body down with the apple cider vinegar and she swears by this. And she's 80 something years old and she looks so great, but she rubs her entire body down with vinegar every time she gets out of the shower. And
vinegar is like this miracle.
She swears by it. Yeah, it is.
Because you can use vinegar for, like, you know, if you've got to clean
anything.
Something out, they say use vinegar.
You got STD or something, you just pour it on yourself and it clears it right up.
You know, if you're doing towels, they say you can put a half cup of vinegar into, like, the, what is that?
I just did that into the little reservoirs for your washer and then run a cycle.
Yeah.
And it cleans it out. Yeah, it does.
All right,
it's
so here's
miracle.
One from Kathy. She goes, I got this hack from my grandma. You take a mixture of plain yogurt and turmeric and use it as a face mask. It
and
brightens up your skin.
You're done. You can take a Triscuit and scrape it off your face and eat it. Okay.
Ellie from Lakewood. I've heard this one before. Preparation H, under your eyes before special occasions. Gets rid of under eye wrinkles. You've done that?
I've done something like that. When I have puffy eyes, you put preparation. It takes the swelling down, you know? This is for your butt. Shave my legs with green tea conditioner. What is that? That's from Kim.
I don't know that one.
Oh, it keeps mosquitoes away in the summer, too.
didn't put a name on it, from 4841 and said, Vaseline is the word you're looking for. Yes, it is. You put Vaseline on your hands and then you put gloves on, or in Jeremy's case, put a sock on your hands and then you go to bed. And it's
and you know that's... you're not getting any loving that night
when
you look over and your wife is wearing socks on her hands. Here's somebody. Marley said, put Burt's Bees chapstick in your nostrils. I swear by it. What does that do? Oh, that's for dryness. Can you see, like, looking over at somebody in your office and they got the chapstick tube, like, unwound so it's sticking all the way out and they're, like, shoving it up their nose? That's hilarious. Okay.
Also,
all right, these are
no
good.
Name on this from 1032 says, Neosporin on a pimple.
Okay. I've heard toothpaste on a pimple. Honey is a great conditioner, says 8145. Honey? Putting honey in your hair? That sounds super sticky.
Yeah, how does that come out? I guess it would have to come out.
Then you
got to
put the mayonnaise in to get it out.
Put your name on your text if you can. That would help us. Melanie says, my beauty hack is using dandruff shampoo to take away the white bumps on my forehead.
What's wrong with your forehead?
She's got white bumps on it.
Huh. I'm sorry to hear that.
Casey says, to get rid of acne, rub baking soda in your face. Baking soda is another one of those miracle products. Baking soda and vinegar, those two
all
things
natural, man.
Can be used on like 1,000 different things. Let's see. We had...
here, I'll give you one from
Is there a name on this? Yeah, Aisha says that she's promoting Korean exfoliating mitts.
What is that?
She goes, it's honestly insane how much dead skin you can get off your body. That's not like a beauty hack. That's an actual product.
Those are those rough mitts that you wear. Yeah, they're like gloves, and they're rough, and you rub your body with them.
Really?
Yeah, you do. So soft. Jennifer says, I crimp my hair with a fork. You wrap your hair around the prongs and then hit it with a hair dryer. It crimps it right up. That's from Jennifer. Who
so
is,
you don't have to buy one of those fancy tools.
Who was stuck in the 90s, I guess. Hey. Is anybody crimping their hair?
Yeah, I see it. I think it's coming back.
I'm a fan of the crimped hair.
Yeah, Kimberly, I am too. I've seen it. It's back.
Kimberly says, if you need to rein in your brows, try rubbing a clean mascara brush over a bar of soap, and then you brush that on your eyebrows. The residue from the soap will help your hairs stay put. Okay.
What? I don't get that. Where are your eyebrows? Where are they going?
Well, they get unruly sometimes.
Like shooting off in different directions?
Yeah, especially if you have like old man eyebrows where they're like going every direction. You need to smooth
those
things out.
We all know exactly what you're talking about.
No. For the ones like coming down into the eye, you know, and then he doesn't notice it. And you're like, that's all you can focus on?
Old man eyebrows.
Old man
they're
eyebrows.
Like the antennae on insects.
They are.
Right?
They go everywhere. Trim them up.
Phone call. Here's Nicole who's holding. Hi, Nicole. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what's your beauty hack?
So when you're dyeing your hair at home, save a little bit of hair dye so that when you get some inevitably on your skin, that you just put some of that hair dye on, it re-wets it, and then you can wipe it off.
What? It just doesn't make the stain darker on your skin?
No, it makes it so you can actually just wipe it off.
That's like your Sharpie trick, Dom, to get the Sharpie off.
Yeah, exactly like the Sharpie
You put
trick.
The dry erase marker over the Sharpie and
darned.
It comes off.
See, I'm telling you. This segment
That's
is going to help so many
crazy.
People. So, Nicole, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
We appreciate you so much.
Speaking of hair, I don't know if this is too much of a hack. Jill just wrote and she says, I use eyeshadow to fill in light spots on my scalps. My eyeshadow matches my hair color, so it's perfect. So essentially, she's taking her eyeshadow and the little brush and painting her scalp to remove like... bright spots in her scalp.
Yeah. So I don't want to be mean or rude here, but I mean, isn't that a hack that some guys did for years? Was essentially kind of spray painting their head?
It could be.
I think so. Like
not
guys
as
had
intense,
very dark hair,
though.
They would find like a paint stuff and they would paint so that from a distance you don't look bald
right.
or something.
Yeah, I could see doing that.
Christy from Henderson, listening on Henderson, says, to lighten my dirty blonde hair in the summertime, naturally, I put beer and lemon juice on my hair, then go outside for the day. It works great.
Oh,
it's
God.
A lot cheaper.
Doesn't your hair stink?
I've heard of both, actually. So I remember a group of us went down to Mexico several years ago, and we were at
the Frogs.
Jose Frogs.
Senior
is that
Frogs.
His name?
Senior Frogs.
Senior Frogs. Senior Frogs. We were at Senior Frogs, and somebody lost a little contest who was in our group. It was Chuck's wife.
Yeah.
Rhonda lost, and they brought her up on stage, and they did a beer shampoo on her on stage. And she'd got all fixed up for the night out. I mean, she was, looking gorgeous, had her hair and makeup
just soaked her.
They just were pouring bottles of beer over her hair. And Rhonda was a good sport about it, but when she came back to the table just looking like a wet rat, all the other women tried to make her feel better. They said, having a beer shampoo is actually really good.
You're
going to
love it, girl.
You hate it now.
The next
you'll
day,
love it in a couple of days.
Slow motion, hair blowing in the wind, standing in front of a fan. Oh, my God. I love all the beauty hacks this morning are from women. And the one guy that wrote in, I cannot read what he does. I'm not saying where you put the strawberry jam, John. But thank you for the laugh.
Dork.